The words chosen for this morning are Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely, goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, dear fellow redeemed, this section of Scripture is beyond a doubt the most well-known portion of the Bible. It's inscribed in plaques in our homes. It's embroidered on Afghans and in a variety of other places. Most of us memorized it already in confirmation class, and it's still memorized in the original in the Hebrew classes on this campus. It's interesting that a psalm which speaks of sheep tending has become part of the most well-known literature in the modern world. The psalm, however, does more than give information about sheep grazing. It speaks to the heart of each and every one of us. It declares, it tells us today, the Lord is our shepherd. Jesus Christ is indeed the good shepherd, our good shepherd, in every need, both for this life and the next. It's well known that sheep are very dependent animals. They need their shepherd for survival, for the basic necessities of life. In Bible times, the shepherds stayed with their sheep, tending them, leading them to green pastures and to the gentle flowing waters that they needed in that dry, arid climate, where they could drink safely with no fear of the enemy because the shepherd's staff was always there. Likewise, the Lord Jesus, our divine shepherd, is with us all the way in this life, caring for us in every need, all this journey through. The phrase that sticks out in this text is, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. The valley of the shadow is all the difficulties and the conflicts that we face. And there are plenty of conflicts and struggles that each of us endures in our daily life as we go forward. One may feel completely alone on this campus. It seems like people could care less about me. The only time they talk to me is to cut me down. Another is consumed by the workload. It's just too much. I feel like it's crushing me. Another is feeling financial difficulties, fears about jobs, whatnot. Graduation is coming, and what's going to happen then? And so on and so on. And still others are facing the death of those most near and dear. In those times, when we feel that we're about to fall under a heavy load, when it seems like we're about to drown in a sea of outrageous fortune and conflict, we shouldn't use the last little bit of strength we have left in endless worrying, but rather, St. Peter tells us, to cast all our burdens on Him, on the Good Shepherd, because He cares for us. Why do we have that certainty? Why? Because He is the Divine Shepherd. Think what He has already done for each of us here. The Good Shepherd Sunday is placed within the Easter season to explain that to us. He entered into death for you and for me to defeat sin, death, and the devil. But it didn't end there. He rose triumphant from the grave. He rose assuring us, announcing to each of us again this morning that the treasure of the cross, everything that He won there, is yours. It's present for you. And He brought it to each of us here in the baptismal waters where faith was worked in our hearts. If He did that already, then He's going to be there for every other need that we face, regardless of how many and how they're pressuring us right now. He's there. Taking care of us, strengthening us. He leads us and feeds us on the green pastures of word and sacrament, where He gives us the strength to follow Him, upheld by the right hand of His righteousness. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's a shepherd for this life, but He's also the shepherd for the life to come. The valley of the shadow of death is all the burdens you face today, but it culminates in that last dark valley, the valley of death. Death is no respecter of persons. Some die old and some die young, but everybody dies. There are accidents, overdoses, shootings, cancer, Alzheimer's, and a variety of other dreaded diseases all around us. That hour when we walk through the valley, will be most terrible for the person without Christ. Why? Because He leaves everything that has any meaning or purpose for Him. And He is cast into the great abyss of hell, where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth for all eternity. So, this morning, as we think about the fact that we're going to die, that our loved ones are going to die, what's our comfort as the casket cover is slammed shut or gently closed and flowers put over it, but it's the same thing, isn't it? And then it's put down. I watched my mother go down into the grave. I waited to see the casket put down and that cement cover put over it. What comfort was there? The wife of a well-known pastor in one of the eastern cities died of cancer while she was still in her 30s. All her children were under the age of 12. As the pastor and his broken-hearted family were being driven to church for the funeral, a good-sized truck passed their car, and as it passed, it cast a huge dark shadow over the car. And then passed on. When this happened, the pastor said to his children, "What would you rather be run over by, the truck or its shadow?" "Well, Daddy, the shadow, of course," said his youngest daughter. "Everybody knows a shadow can't hurt you." It was at that point that he told his children, "Your mother has not been run over by death, but only by the shadow of death." And that's our comfort too, because we have been united with Christ in the baptismal waters by faith. We know that death for each of us now is only a shadow, because Jesus entered into death. He went into it for us and ripped it to pieces and tore it to shreds. So now it's only a shadow for you and me. Oh, shadows scare us. There's no question about it. And death is going to scare us a little bit. But it can't hurt us, because of Christ's resurrection, and we united with him when we arose with him, we know that now our death is not the terrible end of everything, but rather a new and great beginning in everlasting joy. So as you and I pass through the valley of the shadow of death, we have the certainty that our soul will be carried home to be with Jesus, and that this body is going to be put into the ground for a while. But on the last day, it will break forth from the grave, glorified, like unto Christ, glorified, arisen body. And so we will ever be with the Lord in absolute joy. Surely goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our life, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The wonderful comfort of this psalm: Jesus is indeed our good shepherd. He laid down his life for you, for me, for sheep that wander in sin. He rose triumphant, tearing death apart, making it a shadow. And now he's with you each and every step of the way, feeding you on the green pastures of word and sacrament, so that we can continue our journey until the wonderful homeland above. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Amen.